Christmas Eve, in the year of our Lord, 2024. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Once again, the reading was from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What's your favorite Christmas song? Perhaps you enjoy an old classic, like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, White Christmas, Winter Wonderland, or Jingle Bell Rock. Or perhaps you like something more modern, such as Wham's Last Christmas, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, or Kelly Clarkson's Underneath the Tree. If you're like me, you might go for something from a classic rock artist, like the Beach Boys' Little Saint Nick, the Eagles' Please Come Home for Christmas, or Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. If you like instrumental music, you might just prefer the Carol of the Bells. And don't get me started on the Advent and Christmas hymns. There's the heavy hitters like O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, Come Thou Long-Expected Jesus, Joy to the World, Away in a Manger, Silent Night, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and O Come, All Ye Faithful. Plus underdogs like From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, and Of the Father's Love Begotten. And if you don't like any Christmas music at all, that's okay, too. But hopefully by the end of this message, I'll give you a Christmas song to enjoy. This year, in our Advent midweek services, we reflected on the spiritual songs in Luke's Gospel, specifically Mary's Magnificat, Zechariah's Benedictus, and Simeon's Nunc Dimittis. I suppose we could call all these Christmas songs, since they wouldn't have happened apart from the events of Christmas. But there's one more spiritual song in Luke's gospel that we haven't yet reflected on. That is the Gloria in Excelsis, the song of the angels. Taking place on the very night of Jesus' birth, this is the original Christmas song. The Christmas song that started them all. The song that no matter how you feel about Christmas music, you should cherish and sing joyfully along with the angels. The Song of the Angels is short, only 3 lines long, but it is packed with meaning. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men. Angels are God's messengers. They live in heaven in the presence of God and serve him in the spiritual realm, occasionally becoming visible on earth to deliver a message from God to us humans. On Christmas night, a multitude of God's angel armies come together to sing their song and deliver a message of the results of Jesus Christ's birth. In heaven, the result is glory to God in the highest. God is given glory. That is, God is given honor and praise and worship because the Son of God has come down from heaven and has become incarnate in the baby Jesus. And God is not only glorified in the nativity of our Lord, but from the moment of his birth, Jesus begins revealing God's glory and love for us. Throughout his life and ministry, Jesus continues to reveal God's glory. And the moment when Jesus most reveals God's glory and love is when he sacrifices himself on the cross for you and for me. The angels can sing glory to God in the highest on Christmas night because from now on, God will be given honor and praise and worship forever by the work of Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, on earth, the result is peace. Since the fall into sin, all of creation has been in rebellion against God and against itself. But in the birth of the one whom the prophet Isaiah calls the Prince of Peace, a radical peace, a peace that passes all understanding, is brought to earth. This peace means reconciliation between God and his creation. This peace means you can experience peace and comfort with God and with others. The angel's words here, on earth, peace, also foreshadow the words of the crowd when Jesus rides triumphantly into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. There the crowds will shout, "Blessed the coming one, the King, in the name of the Lord. In heaven peace and glory in the highest." So at his birth, Jesus brings peace on earth. And the week of his death, it is declared Jesus has done what is necessary for peace in heaven. In the birth and death of our Savior, heaven and earth are joined together in perfect peace. Because of the work of Jesus to atone for the sins of the world and reconcile all creation to its maker. And finally, especially among us men and women, the jewel of God's creation, the result is goodwill. Goodwill means that because Jesus Christ is born of the Virgin Mary and born under the law, and because he fulfills the whole law on our behalf, now by the substitutionary work of Jesus, God is well pleased with us. Goodwill means that in the baby Jesus, God's favor rests upon all humankind, and God forgives the sins of all in the death of Jesus for the life of the world. So by faith that Jesus Christ was born for you, by faith that Jesus Christ is your Savior, God's goodwill rests upon you, which means that for the sake of Christ, God favors you as one of his children. God is well pleased in you and your good works. God delights to forgive your sins. And God is pleased to promise you life forever in heaven. And God's goodwill and peace continues to rest upon you as you go from here and continue to receive the good news of Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection for you in faith. The thing about Christmas songs and Advent and Christmas hymns is that they have a very limited season. Of course, I hear the complaints and voice them myself about Christmas music starting on November 1st. But usually by the new year, it all stops. Even in the church, Christmas hymns cease and give way to Epiphany hymns on January 6th. So 2 months at most for Christmas music is a pretty limited time in the grand scheme of things. With that in mind, take note of what the angel says before singing the Gloria in Excelsis. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Today, Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, is born in Bethlehem. And this is good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. The Nativity of our Lord is celebrated and rehearsed year after year. And the good news message of Christmas is repeated day after day, so that all people may know that Jesus Christ was born for them. So while we may only celebrate this day once a year, the good news message of Christmas is for every day of the year, which means so also is the Gloria in Excelsis, the song of the angels, which summarizes the effects of Christmas and its good news message. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men. Therefore, the song of the angels is more than just a Christmas song, but it's for the entire year. That's why we sing it every Sunday as part of the church service, and why we should joyfully sing it often as part of our proclamation of the good news message that Jesus Christ was born as the Savior of the world. So may the song of the angels be your song tonight and every day in the future. Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. God's richest blessings to you this Christmas season.